New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, time for us to get an update on COVID-19 here in St. Clair County, how we're doing in the battle against it, and the rollout of the vaccine to try and get rid of it. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Paul.
Here we are. And how goes the battle right now?
The battle rages on. Data-wise, we're in a weird place. As you know, we shimmied down. We've kind of hit a plateau. We're all kind of waiting and watching carefully to see what happens next as far as are we going to continue to go down or have we hit this plateau, which is unfortunately kind of on the high side, right? So average about 50 new cases a day, and we continue to have about a 10 to 12% positivity rate and testing. So it's not the best place to be, but it's better than we were a month ago. And we're hoping that we'll continue to see things continue to decline. But, you know, we're not out of the woods yet, for sure.
It's interesting because, I mean, whether it's flu or cold, I mean, this is cold and flu season. So these transmittable diseases tend to really be prevalent this time of year. But at the same time, we don't usually wear masks and wash our hands and socially distant ourselves from others the way that we have been. So it kind of makes you wonder, will we see a decline or are we just going to stay on this plateau for the next couple of months?
Well, you know, we do know that if we prevent the virus from being transmitted through the things you just said, you will see declines. And there's enough data now throughout the world that, you know, when you impose restrictions, there is a decline. But we have a new wild card, and that's the increased transmissibility of the mutation. In fact, there's, you know, been a couple of mutations. And so we do know that we have to keep our guard up, that that sometimes doing all the right things, people still will get sick. And that's just the unfortunate reality of the situation. So, but referencing communicable diseases in general, yes. In fact, we still are not seeing a great deal of flu, which many people are proposing this is happening throughout the world. It's because these measures that we're taking to prevent COVID are pretty effective against flu, right? So we're still seeing only a scattering of flu throughout the state, not nearly what we'd expect this time of year.
Now, that's certainly a good thing.
Yeah.
The vaccine, where do we stand right now? I know that all the appointments for the B1 group filled up quickly. Are we going to get more?
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about vaccine. That's a huge issue, and we are receiving vaccine every week, although I have to be perfectly transparent, it's not a lot. This week, we received 975 doses, which we will distribute, I think, almost in its entirety. We order our vaccines, or we can request further allocations every week. On Thursday, we are notified on Friday what we're actually going to receive. And so on Fridays, we will reopen clinics based on that allocation. So, off we go. We receive them on Monday. Monday, we'll do our inventory and our setup. And then we'll do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday clinics. And then as vaccine expands, we will expand those clinics. And that's really all we can do until vaccines start coming in more. We can ask for 20,000 doses, but we won't get them. So that's really the situation we're in. Now, we still have 1As to deal with. You know, there's still healthcare workers that are looking for vaccines. So there's still a priority within our priority system. And we do want to make sure that we give everyone a chance, even though not everyone can get what they want when they want it. We want to make sure that the 65 and olders do in fact have some access and that we continue to focus on getting our essential workers done. So we're going to be, you know, just kind of allocating some vaccine to one direction and some to the other. We're going to make it by appointment so that there are not long lines, or we're trying to avoid those long lines. And if you try and get into a clinic and it's closed, my suggestion is check in later. As we vaccinate, there is often unexpected vaccine that's left over. For instance, people are no-showing. There are extra doses in a vial at times that we can use. So it's worth checking back in, but we're not talking about hundreds of extras. We're just talking about a few per day. And then the best thing to do is also to check on Fridays on our website. Now, I just want to say one more thing. That's the situation right now, this week, and probably a good next week. But we are working very actively on expanding this. We're engaging community partners statewide. Our Meijer stores are offering to facilitate. So we're going to have other options available to people. So people just need to be patient. They need to let us work through this. This is not just St. Clair County. This is throughout the state, it's throughout the country. This is a problem. And people have to just be patient and keep doing what they've been doing. I know they're tired of it, but we said right from the beginning that there's no way we're going to vaccinate everyone that needs to be vaccinated in the first month or two. It's going to take us a good part of this entire year to get this done. So people really need to just take a deep breath, remember that everyone's doing the best they can. And, you know, if you're older and you're not really sharp on the internet, we're trying to find ways to help people with that. We get that. Phone calls, our phone systems are totally overwhelmed right now with people calling. I hate to say please don't call, but quite honestly, if you're calling about vaccine, it's not going to help you. The only way, get a kid or a friend or a neighbor to help you log on to our website and do it that way, because that's really the only way we have right now to get vaccines, to get you scheduled. And calling and telling us you can't get an appointment, it's hard. We had 1,500 calls come into the health department yesterday, and I have a call center that's staffed with four women. So it's really tough right now, and we hear you, but we just want to tell you we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, I took a call last week, Annette, from a woman who was really quite desperate because she said, I just heard that my group is now eligible. She said, I'm over 65. I'm in a high-risk category. And as soon as I found out that the vaccine was available, in the same breath, I found out that all the appointments are taken. Who should I call? What should I do? I said, well, keep in communication with your doctor, call the health department, or check their website. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I don't really have much advice for you. It is just about patience at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is about that. And you know, you got to think, nothing's really changed for you as an individual than it was the week before, the week before that. And even if you get vaccinated, you need a second dose. It's not like you get a shot and all these problems just dissolve and disappear. It's a tool in our solution box. We're really excited about it. We're really excited that people want vaccine. Oh my gosh, I'm delighted. I don't want to discourage people at all. But we do have to remember that there are just limitations to this that are beyond our control. The biggest one is the actual vaccine itself. I mean, we will expand to utilize this vaccine in any way possible, but it just honestly literally doesn't exist at this point. The state was telling us they get about 50 to 60,000 doses per week, and they have to distribute that to the entire state. So little old St. Clair County, if we can keep getting 1,000 doses a week, I think that would be the minimum. We're going to push for more next week, but I can't promise how much we're going to get.
Yeah. Patience, patience, patience. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's we're not there yet, are we?
It's a long tunnel. That's what I was telling you before. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're still in the tunnel. And the tunnel is still pretty dark, and it's still pretty long. So So I don't want to be a, you know, Debbie Downer on that, but really, people, this isn't over. The virus is still raging. Knock on wood, Michigan is doing pretty well, but you look through the rest of the country and you can just see, you know, just kind of this waxing and waning of high cases throughout the country. Our hospitals are doing pretty well, but it doesn't take much to push us over that edge. So we really all need to just stay the course. We can do this. It is just a marathon. This is not something that's going to be over. We're going to wake up and go, oh, it's over. It's just not going to be like that. So thanks, Paul, for letting me rant.
Thank you, Annette. Always appreciate your updates. Thanks so much. Be well. We'll talk again soon.
You're so welcome. Stay well. Bye-bye.